So, welcome to the D College Podcast. Before we start the show today, I want to ask James one question.
What's up?
So, people don't know this, but last week, James was telling me about a concert shirt that he got, or that he wanted to get, but never got it. So, I searched online for it, and I found it, and then he said, nah.
That is true.
So my reason for bringing it up is I want the world to convince James to get this shirt now.
So here's what I'll do. I'll make you a deal. If we can get 30 views on this upcoming podcast, I will buy the shirt.
Will you actually?
I will.
I don't believe you. Are you talking about the one that's just out today, or are you talking about this episode right now?
Yeah, the current episode we're doing. So if this episode that we're doing, we're recording at this very moment, gets 30 views, I will buy that shirt, which it's a t-shirt from the band 303. 2 years ago, they went on a 10-year tour for their first album, Want, along with, who else was on that show? There was Little Aaron and I forget what the DJ group was.
Oh, it was Emo Night.
Emo Night, yeah, it was 303, Emo Night, and Little Aaron. So if this episode gets 30 views, I will buy that shirt.
You know what's funny about that tour?
What?
Or that shirt? You know how I had to find it? I had to type in Emo Night on every website, and the person that posted it spelled 303 wrong and wrote it as like 0327 or something. So... yeah, but to more explain the story behind that is James owns a shirt from every concert he's ever been to, except for that one. So we need to get it so James gets the shirt. Or if anybody's listening and wants to buy James the shirt, let us know on Instagram.
I would also appreciate that. I would definitely get it at that point.
Yeah, I mean, just so everybody knows, this shirt is only $8. So... you know, I think it's a good
deal. Wait, it's eight now? I thought it was 10.
It's somewhere around 8 or 10. I don't really know.
It is what it is. $2.
All right. Well, on to the positive news. It's spooky season.
Ooh.
That means it's October. And although it may be October when you guys are listening to this, it's still September for us. So if we don't sound fully spooky, that's because it hasn't been October yet. So we're just getting warmed up with our spookiness.
Yeah. I mean, it's already been a week into fall, so we're getting to that point.
When does fall start?
Pretty sure it started last Wednesday or something. It was sometime last week. So we're in the transition point of getting all spooky.
Yeah.
We're getting spooked up.
Yeah. So if you think this episode is spooky, just you wait until you see what we have in store for everybody.
There's plenty more haunts where this came from.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, God. But before we even get into the haunting stuff again, I do want to say, last week I talked about the Machine Gun Kelly pop punk album. It's not as good as I thought it was going to be. It's still good. You should check it out. But
definitely, the whole album's out now?
Yeah, the whole album came out... last Friday. It's decent. There's some jams. The Joji album's a lot better though. It's called Nectar.
I gotta check that out.
Yeah, there's a song that sounds just like Pink Guy on it. It's gonna be your jam, I think. Alright, so let's jump into the spookiness. So this week we're gonna talk about if Disney World and or Disneyland are haunted, and we're gonna make a judgment and decide if we believe they are. So, James, from your experience of working at Disney World, do you believe it was haunted?
Oh, I don't doubt it's haunted. I mean, in Florida, we have the haunted... well, both places, they have the Haunted Mansion. So, if there are any ghosts that are, like, lingering around, they'll probably start there.
I mean, did you have any personal experiences?
No, I can't say I did.
Yeah, I can't say I really did either. I mean, the, like, Under Magic Kingdom is kind of creepy. But it just kind of feels like a real workplace. I don't really know. I mean, I would say the creepiest thing I ever experienced was late at night when the parks were closed and we had to stay like an extra hour after everybody left. they keep all the lights on and all the music going. So walking through like cleaning while there's no guests in the park is very kind of weird. Ooh. Kind of creepy. Yeah. I don't think you ever had to experience that one.
I actually have on a few occasions. Usually when I was stalking, I was delivering product, pushing carts around, picking up trash. There were some nights I would get out at like 2 a.m. Like there was the lights were on, the music was playing, but there was nobody there.
Yeah, it's an odd feeling.
Yeah, it really is. And then like you occasionally run into someone because I think the property stays open till like exactly 2 before they start like shuffling people out. So you see like an occasional person. It's like, oh, that's spooky. During the day, like hundreds of people, thousands of people, and then it's just like just 1 or 2. It's like, oh. Yeah, what happened?
That's the way it was with Magic Kingdom. Typically, it was the smokers that would be wandering out near the end of the day. But you also got to think of it in this way. They usually have extra magic hours. So there are typically people still walking the park. I think it was very rare that I was, or that we were still in the park when people weren't. Actually, no. In the mornings, we were. In the mornings, we would open before people got there. But there was nothing really creepy in the morning.
Yeah, I can see that.
So I'm gonna say my guess at the beginning of this would be that there might be some areas that are haunted, but not as haunted as people think it is.
Yeah.
All right, so I got some legends here. Are you ready?
Ooh.
Legend 1 is that Walt Disney haunts Disneyland. And it says that in Disneyland, Walt had an apartment over the fire station on Main Street, and that the light in the window is never turned off because it's a tribute to him. Before the tradition of leaving the light began, a cast member turned the light off and left the room only to find the light turned on again when she returned. And when she walked in, she heard a voice that said, "I'm still here."
Ooh.
Ooh. I mean, I guess that's better than my thing of that I think Walt still lives in the Utilidors in Magic Kingdom. And he lives under the castle. And someday they're going to raise the castle up and they're going to shoot him into space.
Oh, damn. Is it like, is it all of him or is it just his head? Because I've seen some rumors going around that like it's just his, like his frozen head is down there.
I think it's just his head. And then they'll shoot it off into space. Or they'll shoot it off to Elon Musk and he'll do some robotic stuff to it or whatever.
Yeah, we'll do like a Terminator kind of thing. Or if they shoot it off into space, he'll try to Disney-fy the universe.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're already kind of doing that. They own every like film property.
First stop, the world. Next stop, the universe.
So what do you think about Legend 1? Do you think it was true?
I mean, it's probably there was some like electrical failure or something. Like that was causing the wiring to get all mixed up, but it's a possibility. Yeah. That'd be pretty cool if there was.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. It's also weird that they turn the lights off because they never turn the lights off there, and I can only imagine what the electricity bill is in Magic Kingdom.
Oof, yeah, can't even imagine.
All right, so you ready for Legend 2?
All right, hit me with it.
Legend 2 is apparently there's a ghost on Space Mountain. He is described as a large man with red hair and a red face. And he sits in the seat next to the single riders. Then he disappears by the end of the ride. He has also been spotted in the cast member locker room.
Oh, dang.
I honestly think that one seems more real. If you go into Space Mountain, it's genuinely pretty creepy. Like, I've been into the area where they work on the carts when they break. I could picture there being ghosts in that building.
Yeah, I can see that. Also, the way you were describing it, it kind of sounds like the Space Ghost from Scooby-Doo, like the show back in the 80s or 90s. I forget when it came out.
The Space Ghost? I don't know if I've seen that one.
Yeah, it was a ghost in a, it was like a blue space outfit, and the skull was red, and it just had this maniacal laugh.
To me, I was just thinking, you know the South Park episode where Cartman pretends he's a ginger?
Yep.
That's all I'm thinking of. So maybe the ghost is just Eric Cartman.
That's a high possibility. I could see that.
But all I can say is, so the verdict on this one for me is I believe it. And I've never been on Space Mountain, and this does not make me want to go on Space Mountain anymore.
Yeah, no. I've personally never been a fan of Space Mountain, so this is even like one more reason for me not to go on it.
Yeah, can you imagine if you're... I mean, Space Mountain's dark, but can you imagine if you're on Space Mountain and you just like look next to you and there's like this like Eric Cartman looking figure?
Yeah. Screw you guys, I'm going home.
That'd be cool.
That's my best Eric Cartman impression. What do you think?
I like it. It's better than any of the ones I can do. All right, legend number three, the monorail runner. In June of 1966, a teenager tried to sneak into Disneyland for grad night by climbing a fence and crossing the monorail track. When he was spotted by a security guard, the teenager ran, but he was struck and killed by the monorail train. It is said that the ghost of the teenager can still be seen running alongside the monorail train at night.
Oof, that's scary.
Well, I'm going to instantly call that one false. You know why?
Why is that?
As we'll discuss in our Halloween special, no one dies at Disney. So if he were to actually do that, then that would mean someone actually died at Disney.
Correct.
I call BS on that one. But, you know, it very well could be true.
Yeah, the death part, not so much. The ghost running across from the monorail, I could see that.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of, you know how they have the boat that goes from Fort Wilderness to Magic Kingdom?
Yeah.
And they always are like, oh, there's no alligators in that pond. I remember one of the, I think it was on Reddit I was reading it. One of the boat people were just like, yeah, at night when we shine the light into the water, you just see a bunch of eyes looking back up at you.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that's what that reminds me of. For all we know, it could be true. I mean, this is on a... I'm reading this from a tabloid website.
Ooh, tabloid.
I probably should have done more in-depth research, but you know what? It's all for fun.
Plus, it's only the beginning of spooky season. We still have a whole month to go where we can get more and more.
Yeah.
More and more stuff going.
The first segment of spooky season is a little half-assed because we're still in September, but oh man, is it going to get spooky.
Ooh.
Oh.
I'm already getting chills thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm shaking in my boots. I'm not wearing boots, but if I had them, I would be.
You still have those cowboy boots?
Did I have cowboy boots?
Yeah, didn't you? I thought you got some in college.
No, I wanted to. I was actively looking up cowboy boots because I wanted them. And I think we were going through my Amazon wish list cart, or my Amazon cart's like saved and cart thing. Because, I mean, it was like, you have so many things in this cart. And we scrolled down and we got to my cowboy boot obsession from like 3 years ago. And she was just like, when were you ever going to wear cowboy boots? And I was like, I don't know. And I never bought them. But I was also looking at a pair that would have been $500. So I don't really think I would have wore them that much.
I mean, that's probably true. But, you know, you should get them for the spooky season because you don't want to be shaken in your sneakers. That just doesn't make any sense.
I know.
You got to have the boots.
I'm going to need that. I'm going to need the flannel. And I'm going to need, I'm trying to think of what else. Jeans. I need jeans, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, something I was going to mention. We haven't done a Sleepy Time episode in a few weeks. But did you know that Sleepy Time 2 is our number 2 episode ever?
Really?
Yeah, it has double the plays of anything else we've gotten. And I'm not sure why. Like, I'm not criticizing the episode. But we dropped it as a surprise. And within, like, 2 days, it, like, overshadowed any other episode that we've had.
Well, dang. Guess we got to be doing more Sleepy Time on here. That's what people want to hear.
Apparently. I mean, we haven't done another one yet, so I just figured I'd mention it. Thanks to everybody who's listened to it, I guess. If there's something in it that everybody likes, send us a message or something so that we know exactly what draws you into it. But back to the topic. So legend 4 is the Matterhorn Ghost. In 1984, a woman named Dolly Young was killed when she was thrown from a bobsled. Ever since her death, cast members who are required to walk the tracks when the ride shuts down can hear her. Some cast members call the section of the track where Dolly died Dolly's Dip.
Ooh.
Do they have the Matterhorn thing in Magic Kingdom?
I don't think so. I think that just might be a California one.
Yeah, I've never heard of the term Matterhorn, but I don't actually think I ever have been on anything that's that. So what they're saying is, because you know how we're going to do an episode about how no one dies at Disney? Do you think that only applies to Disney World?
No, I think it applies to Disneyland as well.
Because I'm reading that a lot of people have died at Disneyland in these things. But then again, they're legends. So it's kind of, you never know.
And they're quite the legends at that, too.
Apparently. I mean, I wonder, who knows? Legend 5, The Crying Boy. The exit of the Haunted Mansion is said to be haunted by a ghost of a boy. The story goes that the mother spread her son's ashes in the Haunted Mansion without Disneyland's permission. Legend has it that the ghost also appears in the Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
So with this one, I'm pretty sure I've heard this one before. It should be important to note that when it's people aren't allowed to spread ashes on rides, unfortunately, they will have a chance of getting kicked out of the park if they do so.
And banned.
And banned. And it's also unfortunate because at the end of the night, the cast members clean every ride to make sure it's all sanitary. And usually they'll end up vacuuming it out and moving it elsewhere. So,
yeah. So if you're ever looking to spread ashes, just know that if you do it on Haunted Mansion or something, it's getting vacuumed up. It's not living there forever.
Yeah, it's kind of unfortunate.
Now, I can't go too much into it, but there is a code in the custodial world for if someone throws ashes in a ride. So it happens quite a bit. My advice to everyone is don't do it. It just makes our lives worse.
And it's also kind of, it's a sad way to have someone be disposed of.
Which that also brings up, because it happens a lot at the Haunted Mansion. But I don't see this on the list. There's a lot of stuff about Pirates of the Caribbean as well.
Pirates of the Caribbean and Haunted Mansion, and those are the two most popular rides that people usually do them on.
Now, this is definitely a rumor. But isn't there a rumor that some of the bones in Pirates of the Caribbean are human bones?
Yeah, I've heard about that.
I don't know how true that is, but that's creepy.
Yeah. I mean, it's authentic, but it's definitely creepy.
Yeah, I wonder if they knew that they were purchasing, like, human bones.
Walt Disney was probably buying it from, like, a guy with a briefcase with, like, an overcoat. And it's like, are these legit? And it's like, these are the real deal, man. Like, you want Pirates of the Caribbean to be authentic as possible, you want these for your collection.
Yeah. That I also don't know if it's just a Disney World or Disneyland thing, but you would also think they would smell. But maybe.
I mean, true. They were probably, like, super clean, though. Like, it depends if they're, like, just freshly, like, excavated from a corpse or they've been, like, sitting around for a while.
You know a story I heard? While we were working there, and so this is from an employee, so it could just be complete crap, but that someone once reached their hand into the water of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh no.
And they didn't realize that it's all like mechanical stuff under there. They thought it was legit water, and it was during the area where there's like a stormy section, and he reached his hand in there and his fingers got cut off.
Oh,
and they had to drain the whole ride to get his fingers. So that's why when they tell you keep your hands and feet inside the ride at all times, you might want to keep your hands and feet inside the ride at all times.
Oof, yeah. I can only imagine what the wait time was after that. Probably like 3 hours.
I'm thinking more like 3 days. They had to drain the whole ride.
I can't imagine, like, you're going up for a fast pass, you walk up to the gate, and it's like, oh, sorry, we're closed now.
So do you think Legend 5 is true? I think we already said that it's essentially true from working there.
Yeah, I would say it is, especially the Haunted Mansion part of it.
Oh, is it haunted? What's the ride that is supposedly they have to say hello to the ghost every morning or night, or else the ride screws up? During the day.
I think that's Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty sure that's Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, it's either Haunted Mansion or Pirates. So, if you're looking for the most haunted rides in Disney, Haunted Mansion or Pirates. Legend 6, The Man with the Cane. A small plane crashed in the 1940s in Anaheim, California. in the pilot is now believed to be haunting the haunted mansion. According to a specific blog, a cast member saw that man with a cane at the loading dock where guests board the ride buggies. It could be true. I don't know why he would crash a plane near Disney and then somehow end up in Disney, but you know.
He probably catapulted himself out of the plane into the lake or something.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, that to believe that one, we'd have to really know like where he crashed. I believe that he crashed. I don't know if I believe that he haunts Disney.
Yeah, that's kind of up in the air.
So, Legend 7, The Woman in White. A ghost dressed in a 19th century gown has been spotted on the main street after dark. Legend has it that she guides lost children to the Disneyland Baby Care Center, where they can be reunited with their parents. I hope not. That's terrifying.
That's terrifying and really sad.
Yeah, no, I don't like that. That makes me never want to visit Disney again. I mean, I'm going to. It's just horrifying.
True.
But, like, why would a kid go and ask a creepy, like, woman dressed in a weird, like, gown for help?
I mean, kids are innocent. They don't know much better. They probably thought she was a character or a cast member.
Oh, yeah, that's probably true. Still terrifying, though. I believe that one, honestly.
We could also add in, there's a possible, because, you know, in some movies, like, there's kids that, like, befriend spirits or demons, and they act like they're their friends. He might have been possessed by her.
Oh, no.
And that could have resulted in him doing that.
Ugh. Can you imagine, though, closing, like, Magic Kingdom? And you're standing on the bridge near Tomorrowland, and near the castle, you just see this lady dressed in old clothing staring at you.
Ugh, no, I can't. Though probably the first word I'd say was, "I'm sorry, man, the park's closed. You have to leave now."
So I'm looking at another list right now. This one's true. And we're definitely going to talk about it in the No One Dies at Disney, because this person actually did die at Disney. But a cast member was working on America Sings, and it's basically like, what's that ride? The Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow one?
The Carousel of Progress.
Yeah, where the room turns, and she got caught between the rotating wall and died.
Oh.
Yeah, so because of it, they had to put a safety light in. They also had breakaway walls, but now there's a ghost that lives in there. And if they get too close to the walls, they hear a ghost that says, "Be careful."
Well, at least she's doing her job in the afterlife as well.
I believe it, though. That's one I believe. There's also one that there's like a security camera footage that they got in the middle of the night on, I think it's Tom Sawyer's Island. And there's just a ghost, like a hollow person walking around.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But you know what? For a place that's so big, there really aren't that many ghost stories. Unless they, like, just hide them.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some Disney sleuths out there that have, like, uncovered more mysteries. They just haven't posted about them yet. But I'm sure there's more out there.
And I'm sure there's people that are listening to this, like, grabbing their hair being like, how could they not mention this one? And if we didn't mention it, let us know on the Instagram comments, and we will mention it in a future episode. I mean, it's spooky season. Like, shit's gonna get spooky.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of Tom Sawyer Island, you know there was a guy that camped out on Discovery Island during the in May during the coronavirus pandemic?
Really? He camped out on there?
Yeah, there was a guy that, I guess he was hanging out there for, like, I don't even know how long he was there. He was there for more than a day. I think his name was Richard McGuire. He was hanging out on the island, and he got arrested by security.
Dang.
So, yeah, so I'm wondering if he ever saw her.
Have you seen videos of Discovery Island?
No, I haven't.
We might have to do a whole episode about Discovery Island, because I was fascinated with it for the longest time. Do you know what it is?
No, I never went over there.
Yeah, so essentially what it is, like, before Animal Kingdom opened, there was this island called Discovery Cove or Discovery Island. And it was basically you walk through and it was like a mini zoo without all the animals. It was like reptiles, stuff like that. And
oh, nice.
When Animal Kingdom opened, they didn't really need it anymore. So they just kind of shut it down. And they were going to build other stuff over there, but they never did. So it's just kind of there. All the lights are still on. All the music is still on. And every once in a while, you'll get people that will like swim out there. And there's videos on YouTube and stuff. And it's terrifying, like the stuff that's over there. There's a bunch of alligators that live there. We might have to do a whole episode on like abandoned places in the Disney parks, because there are a lot more than you would think.
Oh yeah. Plus that would be real spooky.
Yeah, that wouldn't even just be like hypothetically spooky. That would be these places exist. And I'll get more into that when we talk about it, cuz I've seen a few of the places, not like illegally or anything, but there's some places that you can see that are right over in certain areas.
Yeah, true.
So what else has been going on? We haven't talked in like 2 weeks, because I don't think people realize that we record pretty close together, so we haven't talked to each other in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's been a while. This has definitely been, I think, our longest time not recording an episode since we like first started doing it.
Yeah, and the weird thing that I don't know why I want people to know this, but the episode that we did with Connor and Luke, that was technically 2 weeks ago now. We recorded the Band in Disney one before that. So we put them out of order so that we could time up me being on Connor's show with it. We went into it knowing, so you probably didn't notice, but I just think it's weird when we did that.
Yeah. The cool thing about the show is it's like anthology based, so it's not like you don't have to like listen to it in order. You can just like jump in wherever you want.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And I will say this once and for all, stop listening to the first episode, everyone. Please.
People are still listening to the first episode?
Yeah. Can I tell you the episodes? Like, I'm not going to tell you play counts because I don't want people to know play counts. Which one do you think it is?
Out of all the episodes we've done, I'm trying to think back like to the early ones. I'm gonna say the episode with the mac and cheese. I think that was our second episode.
The episode of what happened with the mac and cheese? Why do I not remember this?
That was the when we first thought I was lactose intolerant.
Well, yeah, and think about how much we've discovered over the course of this show so far. We discovered that you are lactose intolerant.
I don't know. It's really sad. I had 3 cups of milk this morning.
3 cups? We have made no progress. We have made absolutely zero progress, it seems.
That's okay.
No, I don't think it is.
I mean, as long as I don't, like, blow up like a balloon and go pop, I mean, I'll be good.
All right, so I got it here. You ready? Our number one played episode is why we did the Disney College Program, which is our first episode.
Oh, dang.
So I guess thank you for everybody for listening to that, but let's get the news out there. You don't need to listen to that to listen to the show. And plus, it was a very rough episode. So, you know, we got other ones. Our number two is Sleepy Time Part 2.
Oh, nice. What's number three?
Disney College Reunion with all our old roommates.
Nice.
And then we got Dan Hates Disney.
Right on. And that was a fun episode.
That was. We'll have to get him back at some point. But to wrap up this episode, so the beginning of it, we told everybody that we were going to give our thoughts of if Disney is haunted. Did anything change your mind in this episode? Do you think Disney is haunted?
So prior to this episode, I did have some ideas that Disney was haunted, but after the episode, I definitely think there's some spirits lurking about.
Yeah, I think there are some spirits. I don't think it's as haunted as like people would think, though. Like, it really took a lot to try to find things that are haunted. It's more of the same stories.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess it could be, but I see no evidence. Or I see some evidence, but, like, not enough to make a judgment.
Yeah, true. We have to look more into it.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening. We promise we're going to get even spookier next week. And then the week after that, even spookier.
And the week after that, I'm going to wear my shark costume. I'll have to fix it before then. I think it was back in April. We did a Zoom call with our roommates, and I wore the shark costume. Just, you know, why not? Why not wear a shark costume? And I accidentally ripped part of the like the Velcro off, like the back of it where the fin is. So I got to fix that before I do that.
Well, you're in a time crunch now because it's spooky season.
Got to get real crunchy.
Why? Why did you get crunchy? All right. Well, here are some things to check out. We're on all social media accounts as DCollegePod. Follow our Instagram for the latest up-to-date things. If you haven't checked it out yet, I was on Connor and Luke's podcast, I think at this point 2 weeks ago, where we discussed George of the Jungle. So check that out. They were also on our episode, so go back and check that out as well. Do you have anything that you want to add, James?
Yeah, so I'm going to be starting a YouTube channel soon for just gaming segments. I'm going to be doing some like Pokemon Go, some Nintendo Switch, stuff like that. Oh, so I'm going to be starting that up real soon. I definitely recommend checking it out when you guys do. I'll have more information in the coming weeks.
Yeah, and we'll certainly post the link on all our social media accounts so that you can find them easier. All right. Well, thank you everybody for listening. We will see you next week with some even spookier spookiness.
So stay tuned.
Oh, yeah.